The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular hosts will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Happy Tuesday, folks. Welcome to the Meg Punk Radio Show, Winnipeg's only all queer and trans show highlighting queer and trans representation in music, more specifically, queercore music. I'm your transgender host, Megan. Let's get into it. Priests form in 2012 with post-Fugazi punk scene in Obama-era Washington, D.C., along with guitarist G.L. Jaguar, lead singer Katie Alice Greer, and drummer Danielle Danielle, have been breathing life into the new D.C. music community with their explosive performances and record label Sister Polygon Records. With records like Nothing Feels Natural and Bodies in Control and Money and Power, Priests tackle late-stage capitalism powerfully and angular post-punk assaults. Tunes are catchy and the message is messy, exposing a personal as political shared culpability without preaching solutions. Here's Priests with Good Time Charlie.
Thank you.
Poppy, cute, and fun, Mal Bloom is an American singer, songwriter, musician, writer, and performer from New York. They've described themselves as a transgender, non-binary, transsexual, pansexual, and bisexual menace. They spent their early career promoting self-booked DIY solo tours and supporting musicians including Melissa Ferrick, Jenny Owens Young, and Jeffrey Lewis. In 2014, they signed to Don Giovanni Records and announced they would be working on a new album produced by Marissa Paternoster of the band Screaming Females. Before that point, they had never worked with a record label and crowdsourced or self-funded recording costs. After the Don Giovanni release of You Look a Lot Like Me in 2015, Bloom began touring nationally as a three-piece with a bassist and drummer contributing to what critics call a more developed but still gritty punk sound. They came out as trans and had top surgery during the 4 years they were working on their latest album, Pity Boy, which released in 2019. Here's Mal Bloom with Things Still Left to Say.
Another year already, how you hoped that it would come. All the days and weeks unfolding as we buttoned up our coats and headed home. What's a home? Another place you never go. Another space nobody knows. The things you do when you're alone. And I'm alone and you're alone again this year. I'm alone and you're alone again this year. Things still left to say. I've got phrases. There are things still left to say. I've got phrases anyway.
Coming in strong with the theme of the queer and trans representation that started my show, Meg Punk. The Groans formed in 2015 when they noticed a lack of representation in their local scene. They write songs about police brutality, self-love, and why dogs don't deserve to have nightmares. In 2019, Groans released Earth Dweller through Get Better Records. The queer punk trio have a lot to be mad about, making the raw, feral style of punk feel relevant and timely. Annie rails about white supremacist cops on Blue Lives Don't Matter, defends herself from trolls on the song Internet Entitlement, and criticizes school systems that favor rich suburban kids over poor students on Rigged. As guitarist Dewey and drummer Nadine hammer out a passionately aggressive punk attack. Even amid all their fury, the Groans show an endearing and yearning pop side on such reflective tunes as Missing the Trees, Friends, and Everything in Between. Here's the Groans with Colors. Hermes is an eight-legged pop monster from Leicester, described as theatrical, captivating, and sparkling. They're a melodramatic DIY indie punk band with chips on several shoulders and quite a lot to prove. The songs are about gender dysphoria and shitheads and sometimes romanticizing death and sound a little bit like Talking Heads having a weird fight with Martha and Cloud Nothings. Here's Kermes with Peeling Off the Rind. From Toronto, Ontario, Sate is a tremendous vocal powerhouse combining blistering gritty blues with dirty southern rock. Sate's sound evolves from the culmination of a lifetime fully immersed in music. Here's Sate with Famous and Warrior.
Religion. Yeah. warrior child name to stand out in the crowd. We all got 15 minutes to do this shit.
Spirited alternative rock outfit Destroy Boys was founded by lead vocalist and guitarist Alexia Roditis and guitarist and vocalist Violet Mayaguba. Destroy Boys have been making waves over the past few years with their raw, raucous, and lyrically relevant music and energized live shows. In a recent interview, Alexia said, "As a queer and non-binary person, the acceptance of queer people and trans people is really important to me. I also care about abolition and criminal justice, abolition of the police and criminal justice system. Imagine what sort of life we could build for people if we took money away from police and the military and redirected it to communities in need." Here's Destroy Boys with Fences and Locker Room Bully.
back.
Daisy and the Scouts began in 2015 in a Berklee College of Music dorm room. Vocalist and guitarist Leah Jaffe met Brendan Weddle, the singer-songwriter Shredder that lived a few rooms down the hall, and they became close friends over bubble tea and smuggled bottles of cheap wine. Once a few funny songs came together, including a few Jaffe wrote in high school, Weddle introduced Otto Clymer, at the time her trainer at the college radio station, as the new bassist. The three asked their friend Austin Corona, a laid-back California boy in way too many bands at the time, to join as well. In winter 2016, the Scouts played their first show in Cambridge with a minivan full of props and stage decorations, haunted dolls, and Girl Scouts ashes. In early 2017, the Scouts recorded and self-released Maggot, their one and only album, and yes, it is just a short-ass album, not an EP, with Sasha Stroud of Artifact Audio at the record company in Boston. It blended the irreverent punk with surf rock and girl group harmonies, riot girl energy without any turfy garbage, splashes of dream pop and math rock and spoken word. It was a living scrapbook of their active influences, both the classics and the classmates. From their self-released album, and one and only album, Maggot, here's Wet. You're listening to Megpunk on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Idols, a band from the UK, openly queer themes and powerful subject material. Outspoken about toxic masculinity and homophobia, Idols breaks the normalcy of modern music with staggering lyrics and bold ideologies. Here's Idols with Dancer. We'll be right back.
tears are running down your neck and the sweat. Feet touch, plus hands, feathers ache. We can swing if you prefer, so to speak. My breath moves your hair in a round at a glance like a pirouette and the sweat. I give myself to you as long as you move on the floor.
Mannequin Pussy was formed in October 2010 by friends Marissa and Missy Debbies and Athanasius Paul, who met when they went to school together. The band was initially a two-piece with Debbies as the guitarist, singer, and Paul as the drummer. In 2011, they released two EPs titled Boner Jams and Meat Slave. At the beginning of 2013, Drew Adler joined the group as a drummer and Paul moved to guitar. Here's Mannequin Pussy with OK, 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 and Of Her. The Submissives were a notable BDSM-themed hardcore band from Portland, Oregon, composed of three of the biggest names in the American hardcore scene. The band's members included Tom Roberts from Poison Idea, Dave Dichter from MDC, and Steve Andrews from Naked Violence. The songs were almost exclusively about BDSM. Here's the Submissives with Sissy Made For You. The days of the nonchalant rock star are a thing of the past. In the world we currently live in, caring and being an active participant in creating positive change is a necessity. Dreamnails is a London-based band that uses their platform and music to emphasize the importance of caring for not only the world at large, but also yourself. Here's Dreamnails with Sometimes I Do Get Lonely, Yeah, and Fascism Is Coming.
So bored. Not a misogynist, just skint and listless. Five aside Fridays, out getting pissed with the feeling that these feminists aren't really that legit.
Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah.
wrong way, okay? But how exactly am I privileged when I've got these debts to pay? And how am I privileged doing long shifts at Londis? Wondering if my life is ever gonna move beyond this. Respectfully, nothing happens if it's part of my existence. I spend my nights online watching these videos on fitness. I've got to get ripped because as God is my witness, this meaning of a girlfriend started feeling like a sickness.
Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah.
To be honest, these guys also seem to get it. I met them last month on this forum on Reddit. I've always been the odd one out. I've always felt empty. It's such a relief to see I'm one of so many. They give me links to come forget that PC shit. Introduce myself a bit. Wasn't sure if I'd be into it. You can say what you want here. The lads are single too. I'm pretty far to telling me the truth.
Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. But I'm used to it, I'm used to it, I'm used to it, I'm used to it, I'm used to it.
See, the world is stacked against guys like me. Men aren't in control of the bottom of society. It's the lie of our existence, guys are the victims. And nothing's gonna change, so what's the point in living? Okay, I admit it's a lot to take in. Was my whole life a lie? Cause I couldn't get a date. But from catfish to greatness, the facts are persuasive. My squad of underdogs are looking for.
Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. But I'm used to it, 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 I'm used to it.
Yeah, the boys really couldn't be better friends to me. In this global conspiracy, women are the enemy. Legalize doing what we like, the parasites. We'll take away tonight, what about men's rights? If men who are suffering, tell me again who's privileged. I'm 24 and kisses, worse than any sickness. See, yeah, I took the red pill, plotting with the misfits. Till the day of retribution leaves your liberation pillaged.
Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. Sometimes I do get lonely, yeah. But I'm used to it, I'm used to it, I'm used to it, I'm used to it, I'm used to it.
Thank you.
Ditz's focus is again on how members of the general public react to the 2S LGBTQ plus individuals. Imposing and unrelenting, vocalist Cal punctuates his deadpan, distracted delivery with passages of furious screams, reflective of the exhaustion and frustration members of said community experience on a daily basis. This notion is mirrored in the track's tense noise aesthetic, as groaning guitars and rolling drumbeats similarly erupt in pointed sonic assaults. Akin to fellow post-punk queers such as Proto Martyr and Priest, Ditz's ability to shine a light on vicious mindsets and behaviors in our society, plus their knack for developing tension in their music, is commendable. Having a keen ear to articulate and express what they do is totally rare, a sentiment echoed in the vocal support from fans ranging from Joe Talbot of Idols to Slaves. Ditz has proven their willingness to take down topics such as homophobia with a single titled Gay Boy.
Sorry, does it make you feel big, make you bad? Does it make you feel anything more like a man? Tell me, does it make you feel big, make you bad? Does it make you feel anything more like a man? To be out with you. Tell me, does it make you feel big, make you bad? Does it make you feel anything more like a man? If you can be angry, well, I can too. I got plenty more reasons to be angry with you. We're never gonna be good friends. Oh no, we're never gonna be good friends. All I know what I'm after in the end. And I don't wanna have to pretend. Cause we're never gonna be good friends.
Problem Patterns are four shouty queers who write songs for right now, swapping roles and instruments to get their points across about whatever angers them this week. With all queer and trans representation, here's Problem Patterns with Turfs Out.
We'll be right back. culture of violent hate speech against anyone who does not fit their increasingly small view of what it is to be a real woman. A real woman is not down in her reproductive system. A real woman does not look a certain way. A real woman is whoever she wants to be. And real feminism would never leave her out, because feminism is for everybody, every single body, and not just the bodies that you are comfortable with.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That's it for tonight, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Meg Punk Show, Winnipeg's only all queer and trans music show and music history show. Tune in next week for more queercore music by and for the 2SLGBTQ+ community. Remember, folks, trans rights are human rights and representation matters. Coming in with soft vocals and rolling poppy-sounding beats, Pink Shift's next song, Burn the Witch, just escalates slowly more and more and gets your blood boiling with queer hype and fury. Here's Pink Shift with Burn the Witch.